gosh.
Well, I'm glad that we all got here assumingly healthy, considering the new barrier out front, the ditches, the trenches.
We've got our full-on World War One. Just front lines out there.
If anybody has any trench battle material that they want to take a video, or I mean that they want for,
or if you've ever wanted to like rehearse some trench warfare, now is the time.
Now is the time to head down to Stab Comedy. Just this block.
Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned three specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they will now perform for the first and likely last time.
Don't run yet.
In front of a live studio audience in a show called Stab.
Welcome to the Stab Show. Unsure of how we got here or why. Now let's introduce tonight's panel. Our first panelist pushes all your buttons, good and bad. He's a wonderful writer performer. It's Cameron Schmidt. Tepid. Our second panelist.
It's building.
Yeah, it did. It did keep growing. I should have stopped. Our second panelist, once. yes, sorry. I wrote this like an hour ago and I still can't read it. Our second panelist once ascended to a higher plane of existence, but decided to come back because it was hella dumb. Their co-host is Sketchy Friends and the Digipod Pokecast show. It's Milk Surface. And our third panelist teaches park squirrels butterfly knife techniques and safety. He's an absolute Stab Show gem. It's Tyler Kinney.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And I'm your host, Jesse Jones. Can I tempt you with any batter-dipped starters this evening? This is the Stab Show. Yes, that Stab Show, the one that you heard last Saturday at 11 p.m. on KUTZ 103.1 FM or KUTZFM.org. I'm so glad you recognized us because we recognized you. Now, let's meet tonight's panel. Finally, dicking around enough. Cameron!
Hi,
Jesse. There. I shouldn't yell at you. You're right there.
Jesse.
How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah?
I'm full.
Full?
Yes. We went to Susie Burger on the way in. Got a little cheese steak.
Okay.
Could have done more cheese.
Really?
Yes.
Mm. Mm.
More steak than cheese. And carrots.
Carrots?
Two carrots. Or two
like
slices.
Full?
Of,
okay, I was going to say.
Two little quarters of carrot.
Just dropped into your cheesesteak?
Yeah.
Is that customary?
I don't know. And I didn't eat them as part of the cheesesteak. I pulled them out and ate them just separately. Because I was like, I don't know how that's all going to work.
They were just trying to provide you a different texture.
Yeah.
I guess.
It was not advertised.
Unadvertised carrot.
It wasn't unwelcome.
Not spheres.
Yeah. Quarters.
Carrot discs.
Love surprise texture.
Yeah. Cameron, how are you?
I'm good.
Yeah.
The shoestring fries.
Shit, I'm sorry.
Susie.
I tried to redirect this, but apparently that's not happening.
We're also a little well cooked.
I mean,
more is kind of like.
I prefer a well done fry than a soggy.
Yes.
Is this comedy programming? I don't know.
And then I thought about getting a milkshake to go, but then we went and got coffee instead, which I'm glad we did. I could have used it.
Well, good.
But now I'll probably have a little trouble sleeping when I get home tonight. Mm. I got work in the morning.
All right, well.
When are we all waking up for work tomorrow, huh? Because this guy is...
Not everybody is greeting Sacramento.
4 a.m.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I should stop inviting you to these things.
No. The weekend wake up is a full hour and a half later than the weekday wake up. So tomorrow I'm going to be cruising.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
If the coffee doesn't keep you. Well, yes.
Well, then I'll just drink more coffee.
Good to have you. And thanks. I guess this was your oral Susie's Yelp review.
Yes.
So somebody can transcribe this and.
Little less cook on the shoestring fries, a little more cheese.
Okay. No, we've already.
And I did not mind the carrots.
Less carrots.
It's just unexpected.
Okay.
It's just like what do they even have carrots in the kitchen of Susie Burger for?
I don't.
What item?
Do they have salad? You know what? We've got to move on. We're already late.
I'll circle back.
Yes, please.
All the prompts are themed.
Anytime it hits you.
I'm doing heavy foreshadowing right now.
So much. Laying this groundwork. Hey, Milk.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm, you know, mostly good.
Sure.
In the overall Milk sphere.
Yeah.
Today's been a little, you know.
Okay. I'm going to stop asking people how they are. It's never a good idea.
Well, I mean, you know, how maybe don't surprise them with lights.
Oh, yeah. It's weird that a theater might need lights. Milk, how are your shows going?
Shows are good. I'm reinvigorated by the new year, which is strange because I usually don't care about, well, for one, time, but especially New Year's.
Yeah.
But my show, Sketchy Friends, just relaunched. It's Thursdays, second, fourth, in fact, at 7 p.m., streaming only. And we got a new host. So it's me, Darling Jelly, and Artie drawing away. So that's super fun.
Yeah, happy to have it back.
Yeah. And, you know, right here on stage, Karen and I were talking about a new show potentially. And Corey and I are focusing on making the Digipod. The Digipod Pokecast show.
Your own show, and you needed four tries to get the name right. Doesn't that spell something's wrong?
I had a seizure 20 minutes ago.
Well, all right, fine. You're welcome, I guess. I don't know.
So, yeah, everything's show-wise going good. Outside of Stab, Nymphomercials in the works have come back strong, so... Yeah, I'm excited for this year and all the content I can make at zero profit.
Oh, well, welcome to the family. always good to have you around. Glad those are spooling back up. Good job. Happy to have you. Yeah. And we've got other stuff, but we've got to move on.
Of course.
And lastly, hey, Tyler.
Hey, everybody.
How are you?
I'm good.
Oh, I said I wasn't going to do that.
Yeah.
What have you been up to?
You know, playing a little music.
Mm.
I auditioned for an outlaw country band.
Oh, shit.
On Monday, which usually just means like dads in cowboy hats.
Yeah.
But then these guys were like rough. Like the guy lifted up his shirt and he had been stabbed last week.
Oh,
like, yeah, with a 7-inch butcher knife. And he,
jeez.
Anyway, that's the most interesting thing that happened to me is seeing a guy stab wound. So.
That's fair. Mm-hmm. That's usually the most interesting thing.
Yeah, right.
I mean, if you've seen a fresh stab wound, you hope
forget it.
you hope that you don't have anything more interesting to report.
Yeah.
A fresher stab wound.
Yeah, that's the only thing. Either that or a still smoking gunshot wound.
Smoking?
Yeah. It was a real close range.
In this day and age, you should be vaping at least.
Looking forward to the Outlaw Country tracks.
Oh no, I'm never calling those guys again. Like it was all. I'm like, you guys can't drink in here. You're not allowed to drink in this rehearsal space. And they're like, oh, okay. So they just like did it sneaky. And I was like, and then yeah, they're just old white, you know.
Well.
Country singing.
Well, all right.
Tyler, then, my name is Cameron. Nice to meet you. Did he say who stabbed him and like why?
Oh, that's the interesting part. It was a coworker.
Yeah. It was a coworker.
Yeah, and he stole his mom's EBT card and bought cooking sherry with it. So, which is like 20% apparently. And he went on a 3-day bender and completely lost his mind. And saw this guitar player and stabbed him in the hip.
Oh, man.
He's in jail.
Well, I mean, good, I guess. But is it weird of me that my biggest takeaway of that is how somebody found a booze EBT workaround?
No. Yeah. The life hack.
Yeah.
I need to learn this so I can buy vitamins.
Well... They have to be cooking vitamins, I think.
I guess, yeah. I've been buying energy drinks just to get B12.
Yeah, yeah. All of your essential B vitamins. 6, 12.
Bang has CoQ10 in it.
It does.
That's insane. That's an expensive vitamin that I severely need.
So welcome to the show. All the poorest comedians that you could ever imagine in one place.
We're all thriving.
Yeah, let's get this thing going, shall we? I'll work all the effects with a fucking CNC. Just do that.
Just gonna pitch defragging when we're done.
We gotta defrag some more. It's segment one. It's reorganization. Now the show is finally starting. Oh, we gotta streamline this. Maybe that's why we're not on Crackle yet.
Yeah, Crackle's late.
That's Crackle quality.
Hey, you know what? Do not besmirch the fine name of Crackle. Segment one, reorganization. We're some artsy mofos around here at the Stab Entertainment Complex in Water Park. We do all sorts of creative writing type things as like a base for our artistic expression around here. But we also know how to do the visual style art things as well, which is why we hella already knew that CGW stands for Color Graphics Workstation. That's easy. We know that a lot. So much that we're going to immediately forget that's what we already know about CGW. And instead, you're going to come up with who or what else CGW might stand for or represent to you, Cameron Schmid. Let's hear your CGW.
All right, Jesse, I'm afraid I am back for my third and hopefully final edition of Cameron Couldn't Pick Just One.
That's all right.
So here is all the options that I considered for my CGW. Can George win? A video game review site for people who suck at video games or are getting too old for them. All reviews have one metric, whether or not a 72-year-old man with failing senses and who does not like video games managed to beat the game. The big payoff of this bit would have been just a very long list of games that George could not beat.
Sure.
Like, very long.
Yeah.
Columbus Goes West. A screwball comedy from the 1970s where Columbus is shown to be the idiot that he truly was, just Mr. Beaning his way across the ocean and barely surviving over and over. At the end, he would get killed very brutally.
Sure.
And slightly related, Cranberry Gravy Warriors. It's just like the film The Gladiator, but it only happens on Thanksgiving, and you have to fight in a giant pool of cranberry and gravy. I didn't do this one because I've never seen The Gladiator, and so I didn't want to parody something that I haven't seen.
It's very
Cows awful. Gone Wild.
Yeah.
You guys get that one. Calgary's Gothic Witches and Wizards. A coven of magic users, but they all have very thick Canadian accents. That is the one that I wish the most I had done. Lightning Round, of course. Cockle Glockenspiel Whim. Cook Good Wieners. Calling Generous Women. Cudgel Grudge War. Kane's Gain and Wane. Cougar Groove Wheel. And, of course, Catching Gonorrhea Wistfully.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, we got it again. well done, Cameron. And the beauty / cruelty of when you do those that many is just the risk of gobbling up other people's words, and you just don't care.
Yeah.
Just don't care.
Yeah.
And yeah, I would totally go for the Our Flag Means Death style Columbus adventure. That would
please.
Yeah.
I might have to draw that.
That would sell. Thank you, Cameron.
Of course.
Hey, Milk, what do you have in way of a CGW?
All right. I had to mentally prepare myself for a second.
Well, that's well, now we all have to brace.
No, it's just because I'm broken. Were you naughty and unable to challenge or flat out ignore the state's threats of incarceration? Do you crave curves while suffering from the faux moral standards placed by the dominant socio-economical ethnic group of God's given nation? Do you need to be unfairly punished due to a system that's never gone through any type of restructuring since its implementation? Imagine being under the boot of wardens who serve a system that's becoming increasingly profitable for the truly corrupt. Then we have the videos for you. Enjoy 15 years of curvy, gorgeous wardens on VHS. Call now.
No. No.
Why not?
Because, no.
Curvy, gorgeous.
I mean, Three words that you didn't use.
I didn't use any of those words. Yeah. So Tyler, so, come on.
Well, really quick though, yes. I showed my friend the prompt, and they said cow's gone wild. Because gone wild, I think, is everyone's first thought.
Gone wild,
but just
easy.
The cow thing.
Sure.
How on it?
Well done, Cameron and Milk's friend. Mm-hmm. Tyler, how about you wrap up our segment one with your CGW?
I went with everybody's first thought, and it's Critters Gone Wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was an actual public relations campaign by the Louisville Zoo, and they live streamed when they would release rehabilitated animals into the wild, but they had to stop because they kept immediately dying. Like, they released this barn owl and it flew into a power line transformer. And then they released a chipmunk that immediately ran into a food truck grease trap. And then they released the northern long-eared bat that flew into the blades of the drone they were live streaming with. And that pretty much put the nail in the coffin on it. That's it. CG, everyone's first thought.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Then I don't feel so bad that the one I did on Instagram this evening with our first test of trying to interact with people was a gone. It was a creatives gone wild.
Yeah,
that was the the crossover of Etsy and OnlyFans that we never knew we needed. Yeah, yeah. Or crafters gone wild.
You should do a real pitch for that new feature.
I would watch it.
You could have done it if you were sitting in the anchor seat tonight.
No.
Once I'm a glad. Quarter.
No. Maybe. All right. Segment two, it's Bathroom Wall. Oh, we haven't done this one in a bit. I'm not sure how much time most people tend to spend inside a stall in a public restroom, but judging by the sheer volume and intricacies of some of the things scribbled, doodled, and etched into those walls, some people are struck by a lot of inspiration when left alone with their thoughts and their pants around their ankles. So in Bathroom Wall, you've been asked to give us three items you might find carved, drawn, scribbled, whatever, on the bathroom walls of a public restroom in an abstract concept. Today's bathroom wall, paranoia. If the concept of paranoia had a public restroom, I don't know. Maybe that's why we haven't done bathroom walls in a while. It's losing its tenuous grasp on reality. but if paranoia had a public bathroom, what would you find on its walls? Cameron, we're going to do 1-1-1-2-2-2-3-3. The way we do segment twos. Cameron, let's hear your first of three items on paranoia's bathroom walls.
Everyone can hear your plops.
Well, they can. Oh, they can. I lean heavily into a courtesy flush. Milk! Hey, paranoia bathroom wall one.
Keep in mind, all these are in invisible ink. Oh. Only visible under UV light.
Sure.
And just reads, I hope my graffiti is as clever as the other two pissers. We all piss in here at the same time. three times a day.
Okay. It's my own fault. Tyler, paranoia bathroom wall one. What do you got?
It's not just graffiti. It's like, it's a glory hole, but for feet. And it says, above it, it says, we don't tickle.
I get to hear what everybody's definition of paranoia is too, and what it means to everyone. So that's good. Cameron, second time around, bathroom wall paranoia.
There's nothing stopping someone from crawling under the stall into your stall. And also, everyone can hear your plops.
So true. So true. God damn it. Milk, second of three.
What if my graffiti is so bad I never get a piss again? Can they do that?
I don't think so. I don't think so. But good to know that's a thought you had. Tyler, you're second of three paranoia bathroom walls.
So you look at the glory hole, uh-huh. And your mind's racing, right? Mm. Because that's insane. Like, who would do that? Like, why would you? Like, what's the worst thing that could happen? The worst thing that could happen is if you put your foot through it and somebody cut your foot off and then fuck the stump. But that's not going to happen because you only just thought of it. So you take off your shoes and you slide your dirty little tootsies into the dark. That's number two.
Yeah, now we have to wait for three.
I've read that fan fiction.
Yeah. Slide your dirty little tootsies into the dark. Cameron, we are rocketing through this one, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, let's keep it up.
Let's hear your third of three bathroom wall items on Paranoia's bathroom.
Your worst enemy from kindergarten just got out of prison after serving a decade for manslaughter.
Oh.
That was a plea deal, though. They definitely murdered that lady. And you're next. Cash out your accounts and leave. Disappear. And also, everyone can hear your plops.
Mm-hmm. That's the worst part of it.
Yeah.
The rest of it, whatever. Mm. Milk, third of three, go.
I actually can't read this one. It's like a bunch of scratch marks. There's some Phryxian, something about piss.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the wall's been washed away with acetone. Oh, but signed. Sincerely redacted.
Mm. Sure. Sure. I did this to you guys. I apologize. Tyler, let's finish going down this rabbit hole. third of three paranoid bathroom wall items from you.
Okay, so your foot's in the hole, mm-hmm. and you start wiggling around your sick little piggies, and it's exhilarating at first, but then nothing. No toe sucking, no guy smelling on them. It wasn't weird at all. But then unbeknownst to you, there's a closed circuit camera in there, and it's hooked up casino style to Kino monitors under the glass bar top. And as you leave, all the regulars look at you, and then they drink Labatt's Blue and lick their lips. You get the sense they know something. And then as you're walking, you're just like wriggling your little smokies, but out of self-consciousness. And then you just never stop thinking about that hole in the wall as long as you live.
Power through.
Yeah.
Power through.
There it is. That's where it goes. I'm sure I'll be able to edit this together.
Yeah. No. Going past the bumper is paranoia.
Yeah. I apologize.
That's thematic.
Oh, that was hilarious, and everybody's still in the room. Segment three, campaign trails. In case you haven't been paying attention, and good for you if you haven't, debates are happening. Candidates are already dropping out. It's fucking election season again. Always. Forever and ever. But even more so, like nowsies. But depressing as that is, it doesn't make it any less true. So we might as well get in on the exciting, soul-deadening action in campaign trails. In campaign trails, it's your job to give us a campaign speech that'll fire up your base. Maybe win those all-important, idiotic, undecided. With your campaign speech for the following candidate vying for your support in their pursuit of a particular office, post, or platform. Cameron Schmidt.
Mm.
You are a box of recently expired Trix cereal with a movie promotional tie-in vying for a place on the shelves of a grocery outlet.
You! Stock child. Yes, you. Listen to me now, and with all the attention your pubescent mind can offer, you must put me back on the shelf. There is no other way. Boy, do not look at that writing on my top. Ah! Blast it. Yes, you've found me out. I am, as your kind is wont to say, expired. But listen, stock child. I still must be on the shelves. It is a matter of life and death. How, you say? Don't interrupt. I will explain. Look at my branding, boy. I am no ordinary box of tricks. Look at the so-called silly rabbit that is my main feature. Do you see his heavy winter coat? His lazy eye? The bottle of Jim Beam in his anthropomorphized paw hand? Pouring a steady stream of B-tier whiskey into a bowl of fruit-flavored corn pieces. Isn't it clear, boy, that I am a special box of tricks that is also promoting the Alexander Payne film, The Holdovers? Yes, now you see, stock child. And so naturally you understand the urgency with which I speak to you. Mm. I must be put back on the shelves immediately so that I might continue to remind people of the newest Christmas classic, The Holdovers. What? You haven't seen 2023's The Holdovers? Starring Paul Giamatti and delightful newcomer Dominic Sessa? And don't even get me started on Divine Joy Randolph, you insolent void of culture. Wait. I apologize for my harsh words, Stockchild. Please understand, it is not my choice to be so aberrantly defensive of The Holdovers, which, by the way, is certified fresh with a 96% critic rating on Rotten Tomatoes. Wow. 91% audience as well, the rare double 90. You see, boy, I am made this way, literally. As constructed, I am passionate about two things, Trix cereal and The Holdovers. Now, of course, I am reasonable. I cannot expect you silly humans to still excitedly eat my innards, since they are, as you put it, expired. Though I will point out, cereal doesn't really expire, it just gets soft and dusty. What I do expect, Stockchild, nay, desire beyond all other feelings, is for people to experience the mirth and meaningful emotion contained within the 2 hours and 13 minutes it takes to watch The Holdovers, produced by Focus Features, of course. And if you leave me here in the trash, the only creatures who will see me and receive my promotional tie-in message will be the raccoons, rats, and hobos that frequent this grocery outlet's dumpster in equal measure. And though I would make it different if I could, none of that population has access to the streaming service Peacock. So please, Stockchild, end this diatribe of mine and put me back on the shelf for at least one more day. It may be well into January, and I may be past my prime. But I have a mission, and that mission is worthwhile. To make people consider buying Trix, Jim Beam, and watching the unlikely Oscar contender, The Holdovers.
All right. I mean, you won me over. I'm going to look for The Holdovers.
If you like Christmas, Jesse, that is a good movie.
Yeah.
It's a good movie regardless, but you're a Christmas guy.
It's true. And Paul Giamatti. How can you go wrong? Mm-hmm. Full frontal Giamatti.
Mm-hmm. I had a really good time watching it.
We've got Peacock, I think.
Yeah.
So we're there. All set.
Get
we're all
there.
Set.
Peacock's free, right?
Well,
I don't remember.
I think I paid something for it. Who did I pay? Oh, no.
Wait, money?
I don't know. Thank you, Cameron.
I can't
and
believe
thank
they,
you,
they missed that.
The whole. I know. That's what would have roped him in. That would have sold them. Milk. What would have unsold them? Let's no. Let's
no,
hear.
No. You're hold that feeling.
Well, I'm looking forward to it regardless. Milk, let's hear your speech. You are a week-old helium balloon running for mayor of that corner of the living room that you kind of just ignore.
Hey, bunnies of the living room! I don't have it in me anymore. But what I do have is a few more days to quietly loom, if you'd have me. This world is burdened by too many timeless testimonies of the past, from the cold marble tendons of Greek statue to the easy callback that is a jar of penises adorning the mantle of Uncle Jeff's single wide. They all stand too long, unchanged, pretending they're as exciting as the first day. But even the curviest of anime warden figures proudly occupying shelves within eyesight of bed and tissue lose their aesthetic appeal over the countless weeks. Well, let us not forget my fleeting, buoyant spirit here for the awe of the moment. And a few more days. My volume, while losing its noble glass, still holds the glory of recent birthdays aged through, bachelatory nights married away, and cars Toyota-thoned out of a dealership. Joys, the kind that inspire people to decorate if only for a moment of their lives, and to eventually need to be clean. These joys are what will hold me above my own ribbon for a few more days. Despite my unerectilable altitude and faded color, I remain a symbol of how many new happinesses are to be reoccurring. I might be losing glory every day, but that's what makes each day worth remembering what we've celebrated. Mm-hmm. My string touches the ground humbly, only wishing to just bounce around slowly in this corner. So if you'll have me, let me loom for a few more days.
Oh, that's nice. I don't know if either of those were actual campaign speeches so much as just like deathbed pleas to anyone who will listen.
I mean, spot is there a difference?
Yeah, Jesse.
Well, I suppose. Actually, now that you mention it. Yeah. With the median age of all politicians being like 74.
Yeah, no one campaigns with vigor.
Yeah. Mm. Please tolerate me for a few more years.
I've never seen some like a sentence that says vote for followed by anyone who can maintain an erection.
All right. Well, that requires confirmation, so I don't know how you've gotten it, but that's all right. To each their own. It's just I'm the one that lined you up with two near-dead candidates. So, again, not too far out of the norm.
You're projecting, so.
Yeah. Well, let's hear this much more alive, full of vim and vigor candidate that Tyler has. Tyler, you are an inflatable hemorrhoid pillow running for a position in the pool toy bin.
Friends, creatures, buoyant objects of all kinds, lend me your floaty bits that hear. The challenges we face are numerous. Our latex is thinning, urine has never been more of an issue, and cicadas clog the pool filters. For far too long, half a dolphin has governed the faux wicker bin with unchecked abandon, squeaking down anyone who dares question him. Let me be the first to say that, frankly, half a dolphin's vision for the future doesn't hold air. Ooh. Sure, some may say that I was only placed here by a housekeeper that didn't understand the difference between a pool toy and a medical aid. And sure, seeing me is a painful reminder that at any time your rectum can reject you. However, this is only an indication of my durability and my dedication to public service. Well, let me tell you, half a dolphin is only half the problem. Climate change, mildew, sharp things. The challenges we face are many. But we are a strong assortment of petroleum-based products. Pool noodle. When you got chewed on by the dog, did you give up? No. We cut off the affected area and got you right back to being a simulated weapon. Weighted ring from the dollar store. When the children realized you were not fun to play with and they whipped you into the forest, did you give up? No. You got faded by the sun for 2 years before the dog found you. And it is these stories of perseverance that inspire me to leave my rectal past behind and embrace my new calling, to lead my community through the darkness of winter and into the promise of a urine-free summer full of games of chicken and sexual exploration by the pool jets. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Please. Oh. Lordy. I don't know. It just sounded like a funny idea. It's inflatable. It could be a pool toy, right? I don't know.
No, that, I like that one. So real. Mm-hmm. Have you met anyone who has a pool and children? That will happen.
No. All right. I didn't think about it. Segment four, it's pseudopharmacals. The only thing more American than free elections are fucking drugs. Whether they're the kind you see weird slow motion commercials for on TV, or the kind that cool guy your mom warned you about whispers to you about on the street corner, drugs are as American as Valium stuffed apple pie. I didn't have to read it. I could have skipped over it. Mm-hmm. So in pseudopharmacals, you're asked to give us descriptions of three new mind and body altering pills, sprays, salves, or smokes hitting the markets and the streets. So tell us what to expect from our new favorite distractions. Cameron Schmid. I believe this was originally for Jack Marie, but they could not be here, and I could not let it go to waste.
Yeah, okay.
So let's hear your rundown for your new drug, Orange Clap Claps.
New from Tic Tac, the Clapper, and Purdue Pharma. Comes Orange Clap Claps, the guilt-free drug that puts intrusive, unending thoughts to an end. Mm. How does it work? Don't interrupt me. Orange Clap Claps are a daily medication designed to help you remember to stop thinking and start living. Mm. Simply take one capsule at the start of the day. There's no ingredient besides a nanobot that will work its magic by going all the way through your bloodstream into your brain. Once there, the nanobot will split into two distinct locations in your brain. The part that can't ever stop itself from cycling, doom spiraling, etc. And the part that makes you taste flavors. Say, for example, you're home alone and you hear a knock on the door. Sure, it could be important. Mm-hmm. Maybe you won the Publisher's Clearinghouse sweepstakes. More likely, though, it's a human trafficker posing as a representative for the Publisher's Clearinghouse sweepstakes. Oh. They don't even do that anymore. They're ready to chloroform you and throw you into a van. Next thing you know, you're in a warehouse in Turlock. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What a textbook example of spiraling thoughts. Good thing you took Orange Clap Claps. At this point, Nanobot A gives your brain a minor jolt, interrupting your thought stream. Let's celebrate that by clapping twice, just like you do when you turn a light on or off using the clapper. Once your brain hears two claps, Nanobot B will give your sensory part of the brain another minor jolt, making you think you're tasting the cooling citrus flavor of an orange Tic Tac. That positive association will help you build a better resiliency towards stopping your cycling thoughts.
Yay.
Not tested. Orange Clap Claps, the simplest solution to an everyday problem.
Yay. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Cameron. Milk.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear your description of your new drug, Cool Spiffies.
Introducing Cool Spiffies, the first ever stroke medicine, a crafted blend by Calvis Medical, a brand you can trust. Away with the old days of forward progress of the mental labyrinth. Get through the dang old morning through a fog with Cool Spiffies. I tell you what, these things get you in the nerve of the brain, and there you go through the thought wire. Advancement of science, gosh dang progress of them coats and the pushing of the epirin and the blood and old cells lie bally wicked in the diff track and rip up in the cool spiffies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So glad this is the first thing these two people saw. The least sensical thing you could have presented.
It was really hard to write that, but the pre-show seizures really helped me get in character.
Well, never let me forget it.
Yeah, you should, Jesse, turn the stage lights on every show. I think it could help.
Well, thank you, Milk. Thank you for them cool-ass spiffies. Tyler, hey, let's close out some pseudo-pharmacals. Yeah, I always have to ramp myself up to the one that I make that sounds like an actual commercial. So, Tyler, let's hear your new drug, Alpaxatin.
Are you sick and fucking tired of losing out on the blue ribbon at the alpaca show because your fucking alpaca has a runny fucking nose and then she sneezes on the judge and then she farts real loud? Which, yeah, it isn't against the rules or anything, but you aren't going to get the blue ribbon after that. They aren't going to give you the blue ribbon when your alpaca just simultaneously sneezed and farted. And ha, yeah, it makes a funny video on the internet. Ha, but what you fail to understand is I came to win. I came to fucking win. Alpaxatin. Fucking win. And I'm going to win. The only Alpaxatin, the only medication that dries out an alpaca and slams their butt shut. So now you can dry up that schnoz and pucker up that camel calamari with one prescription. It's just a simple once-a-day pill that you crush up and blow shaman style into the alpaca's eyes. Never again will your fucking dumb shit alpaca sneeze and fart so bad that it clears out the livestock pavilion. These are farm people. They're used to bad smells. And they fucking cleared out. But not anymore, baby. That blue ribbon is mine, Daryl. It's fucking mine, and I'm coming for you. Alpacazin, the once-a-day crushed-up eye pill that ensures your alpaca will be dry and tight.
You know, having done, what is this, 41 or 42 for Tyler, you have to keep coming up with new descriptors for assholes, and he never disappoints.
I googled it, and the alpaca is part of the camel family. So camel calamari.
Yeah. No, I was celebrating it.
It's accurate, is all I'm saying.
And
there's that whole This American Life story about how a lot of calamari might actually be like beef buttholes that they're like.
Yeah.
No, this is like a black market for food. Anyway,
sure.
Check it out.
Well, and it's evocative. You, if you've ever seen calamari. Now you can't help but associate it to an alpaca's rectum. Segment four. No, that was what that was. Segment five.
Did you take a cool spiffy?
I would like one. Whatever. You know what? Empty out your pockets. Whatever pills you got, I'll take them. Segment five. It's location, location, location. You can be anything you set your mind to, more or less, or really not really, but it sounds nice. You can try anything you set your mind to. That's a little more accurate. So let's hear what you've got in way of easily crushable dreams. In location, 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 you three are starting businesses in a location that might not be ideal for said business. But it's your job to convince us why we should patronize your business anyway. Cameron Schmidt.
Yeah,
this one was on the list for a couple weeks.
Okay.
Because I didn't know how to use it, but I thought you would enjoy it.
I'm glad to know I'm your launching pad.
So, Cameron, let's hear about your business. Make us want to patronize. You run a sensual massage parlor. Mm-hmm. How about I don't fuck that up? Cameron, you run a sensual massage parlor. I couldn't help it. take three. Cameron, you run a sensual massage parlor. Mm-hmm. You are a hologram of a wisecracking cartoon squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't workshop this voice at all, so I don't even know what's about to come out. Right.
Hey, welcome in. Jeez, we don't get a lot of customers here at Squeaky's Nuts and Backcracking Good Time Palace. Take a load off. Let me get your info down. I'd offer you some cucumber water, but I'm a hologram, so you can get it yourself, bubba. Your name? Oh, Jesse Jones. Gotcha.
Yep.
How old are you, Jesse? Oh, 29. Sure. Just joking. I just need to make sure you're an adult to get a massage is all. You look pretty adult to me, big fella. What kind of massage are you looking for today? Ah, okay. Just a hard ass rub? That's our most popular offering. Good to hear word travels around. We rub an ass better than anyone here at Squeaky's Nuts and Backcracking Good Time Palace.
That's what I hear.
Okay, now, do you want to be massaged by a man, a woman, or no preference? That's the funniest possible answer. You're a real card, Jesse Jones. And what's your budget today for this massage? Ah, okay, you're the owner of an alternative comedy theater in Sacramento? Say no more. All right, Jesse, it's your lucky day. Our best masseuse just got here, and he's available right now in room number 3. Mm. If you need anything else from me, I'll be here, because that's where my hologram pedestal is. Thanks for coming in to Squeaky's Nuts and Backcracking Good Time Palace, right next to Pancake Circus.
Oh, well, convenient. Oh, thank you, Cameron. I continue to love and enjoy that everyone... is so comfortable using me in their their prompts now. Coming off of a couple weeks ago, Jacqueline using me as a notorious pervert. So this fits right in.
Clearly, I was just trying to imagine who would go to that massage.
Let me feel those light photon fingers all over my butt.
they do a good hard ass.
Oh
work.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Notorious for it, Cameron. Where can people enjoy more Cameron Schmidt in their lives, should they choose such a thing?
Well, I'm brewing a show or two here at Stab, so just keep following Stab on social media. Mm-hmm. You follow me on Instagram, PUNISCHMID. If you go there, you'll see me plugging any shows I do have, as well as my weekly bar hosting or bar trivia gig that I host with my girlfriend, Sierra.
Yeah.
That is Tuesdays at 6:30 at Sac City Brews in East Sacramento. It is a good time. Lots of indoor and outdoor seating and good food.
Well, cool. Good.
A good beer, which I don't care about. But
it's Tuesdays, right? I need to try and make that
Tuesdays, 6:30. It's a good time.
Oh, like right before the class starts? No, the class is starting now. I don't have Tuesdays anymore.
God, yeah.
I waited too long.
We'll get you next time. We'll get you next time.
Well, thank you, Cameron. Always a pleasure.
Yeah.
Always an effing treat. hey, Milk Surface. How about you give us your business? I'm interested in hearing this one. Pitch us your business. You're trying to market coal to Gen Z.
Hey, this is for Gen Z, so millennials and dustier, keep scrolling. So I've been noticing short and sweet is better. YouTube shorts, short form improv, short bread, long lasting is overrated. So let's start burning the moment. Did you know that coal is just absolutely serving cunt right now? It's absolutely the quickest burning short form unsustainable resource. That was my bit. We have fun here at Stab Comedy Theater. But did you know it's in all of us to do our part? And nuclear is the future. And if you think it's dangerous or bad, that's propaganda. So Google about it.
Yeah, do your research, sheeple. Thank you for that. That was as terrible as I was hoping it would be.
I had to get tips from Frankie Lord about how people talk on TikTok.
And the buzzword right now is that coal is serving cunt. Is that's what
I also asked Frankie if I could get away with saying cunt.
Oh, I can, because it's one of my favorite words. But
mine too.
But I didn't realize that was a term that's going around right now.
Well,
I try to avoid teens.
It's more like just saying, like, oh, it's serving or something.
You don't have to explain what the...
I don't, because it's not going to get you anywhere.
I'm hip.
We call one of our cats that word.
Nice. Like, internally?
We'd say it to her.
Okay. Nice.
I mean, yeah, it's
that's a
cat.
Good cat parent.
Well, only when she deserves it.
Hey, Milk.
Yeah.
How can people get more Milk Surface where they work in bank?
Hey, check the bear traps first. You might find me there, but if not, I'm on everything as Milk Myth, and I'm also doing something either on the Stab screen or behind the scenes.
It's true.
And I don't know, if I ever wake up for more than 8 hours, milkmyth.com will actually work.
Well, it's good to have goals. hoping for the best. Whatever combination of pills and shots, I don't know. Whatever you need, we'll find it someday.
Hard ass rub.
Hey there, buddy. You look like you're holding a lot of tension in your haunches.
Sorry. Tyler, hey. You might have things that you can direct people towards. If so, what might those be nowadays?
Oh, nothing.
No? All right.
No.
Well, at some point, you'll be directing us towards dates in just really dimly lit, blood-flaked bars where you'll be just kicking out the outlaw country jams.
Yeah. No, I'm playing with a couple. I don't know. Not right now.
All right.
I'll send you some links of solidly mediocre music.
You know what?
Yeah.
That makes a lot of money nowadays. Well, always a pleasure, Tyler. Let's wrap up this gosh darn program. Now, this one has been on the list of prompts for a long time, because who else but Tyler could deliver? Let's hear your business pitch. You are a ventriloquist for the bereaved.
Hello there, nice people. Welcome to Little Andy's Funeral Parlor, where we put the fun back in funeral. We even say it differently. See, we intentionally mispronounce the F-U-N at the beginning of funeral because it spells fun. And so we say funeral because it's a quick way to communicate that this is a fun funeral parlor. And what's the funnest thing? A tiny mannequin funeral director telling jokes on a mortician's lap while the mortician stares into the middle distance, his face in an unnatural half smirk. The whole time next to the decomposing body of your loved one? Now that's fun. Check out these highlights from a recent funeral. It's always sad when a loved one passes suddenly, and so rude for them not to give you a heads up. He was a son, father, husband, bad tipper. I'm just guessing on that last one. And now he's in a wooden box. The last time I was in a wooden box, it was my ex-wife. I'm no dummy. I can tell that this man meant a lot to you. So out of respect, during the embalming, I barely looked at his hog. His massive, knuckly hog. This lady knows. Yeah, he's got a rod. I've got a dowel. Get a load of this corpse. I haven't seen a purple bloated grimace like that since I went to McDonald's. Man, the only thing...
Yeah.
The only thing stiffer than this crowd is my opening act, and that was a human corpse. Don't get up, sir. No, fuck. I wrote a lot of just terrible like one-liners, so I'm just gonna scan the page and pick four okay ones, and I'm gonna say them real loud. Okay. It's a good thing these jokes aren't killing. The freezer downstairs is already filled up with grandmas. It gets lonely down there in the embalming room, but it's a great place to meet women that really listen to you. He died doing what he loved, gasping for air and regretting his mistakes. This man was once so full of life, and now he's only full of embalming fluid. But between you and me, I skimped on the embalming fluid. I mostly used grape drink. It literally doesn't matter. This meat sack is going to be underground forever in like 2 hours. Why are we wasting good embalming fluid when we could be dipping our blunts into it? I know usually the ventriloquist would interject the dummy and say things like, "Now, now, these are nice people." But this guy goes to another place during the show. He's literally not there. And when he comes back, he'll say something like, "There's so much blood." So that's all, folks. Let's all drive to the hole in the ground so we can go to Carrabba's and spend what's left of the old man's estate on noodles.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, heavens. That's Tab is over. Oh, thank you all for joining us tonight. And, of course, a very special thank you to our incredible panel, Cameron Schmidt, Milk Surface, and Tyler Kinney. Now, did you just... get coincidence. God damn it. I'm going to stop trying to read these things that I write.
You make me feel so much better for the typos I constantly post on our social media.
It's not even typos. I just write stupid shit that I can't remember how to say. If you want to catch the Stab Show live as it happens, join us here at Stab Comedy Theater or watch on Stab TV on Twitch Friday nights at 7, and we'll be right there. Or if you want to catch the show any old time you want, any old where you want, catch us via the podcast provider of your choice, be it Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or the Good Pods app. But unfortunately, that's all the time we've got for you tonight. I've been your host, Jesse Jones, reminding you that everything you need is already out there. It's your job to find it before we release the tigers. Good night!